in Nairobi, Kenya. U.S. officials, meanwhile, can't confirm al-Shabaab's claim that three Americans actually took part in the Kenya Mall attack. The FBI is investigating, the White House acknowledging it's been worried about al-Shabaab's efforts to recruit right here in the United States, particularly in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. Brian Todd is on the scene for us there. Brian, explain what's going on.
Wolf, this community of Somali Americans has been devastated by that terrorist group in recent years. In English, al-Shabaab means the youth, and here in Minneapolis, that's just who they take. It was thousands of miles away on her TV screen, but it might as well have been at her front door. The attack in Kenya has torn open Abaite Ahmed's deepest wound.
I automatically got those traumatic memories of my son and what has happened to him.
Her son, Jamal Bana, a handsome 19-year-old college engineering student in Minneapolis. His family says he gave up everything to fight with al-Shabaab in Somalia. He was one of dozens of young Somali-American men in the Minneapolis area secretly targeted for recruiting by the terrorist group in recent years.